Ciao! Kumusta tayo? Hey everyone, my name is Gail Arañego and I am your host for this podcast. Ciao! Kumusta tayo? As we are all adapting to the impact of this pandemic, I realize the healing power of this simple word, kumusta. I believe there is magic in the spirit of collectivity. There is a strong connection in tayo. Hindi ako, hindi ikaw, hindi sila, tayo. Because you know what? We've got this. So join me as we dive into more kamustahan, exploring how words can heal, encourage, and bring sunshine to each other's lives. Love and light, Carissimi miei. Hey everyone! You are listening to Ciao Kamusta Tayo, the podcast, Season 2. I am your host, Gail Arañego. It's the first Monday of Love Month, and as Valentine's Day approaches, many of us are thinking about how our relationships influence our lives. And in our kamustahan of today, I am joined by Mike Joshua Bellarmino as he carves his path to his journey of finding that romantic relationships are not the only kind of relationship where we can experience great love. Our conversation will touch on anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts. If you feel that this could be a trigger for you, please choose to protect yourself. Sending you love and light as we dive into our kamustahan of today. This is a journey of self-discovery, rebuilding oneself, and discovering love in many forms. I hope you like it! Hello, Mike Joshua Bellarmino. This is really the first time I used your full name, no, to address you, Owa. Kasi I often call you Owa, no? For me, you will always be my little Owa. So welcome to Ciao Kamusta Tayo, the podcast. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Ate Gail. Thank you for guesting me. Salamat sa opportunity and thank you for ma-share ko din yung story ko din sa ibang tao. Thank you for that opportunity. It's been a while since you called me with my full name. Laging Owa lang. Tapos parang kami lang yung lagi yung bunso sa Bijewa, no? Ganun.
Ayun nga, di ba? Parang never ko pa siyang nagamit. MJ never. Or like, Mike, maximum Mike.
Mike, sa doon CLP. Yun, doon yes, CLP namin. Pero Owa pa rin talaga.
Oh, pare, like whenever somebody or someone will mention your name, no? Tapos sabihin pa, like the last time kay Brother Harrison, sasabi niya, "Kanta mo ba si Mike?" I was like, "Mike, oh yeah, Bellarmino." And I was like, "Oh yeah, my little Owa, yes, that's yes. Owa. Of course I know him."
Yeah. So parang, kasi yung mga friends natin sa Milan or your brothers and sisters natin sa Milan, they don't know my nickname Owa. So that's why they call me Mike sa Milan. Tsaka yung mga friends ko. Yung mga lang talaga, old friends and tsaka yung mga nakasama ko nung teenage days, Owa yung
tawag yeah, yung sa akin. Childhood mo.
Childhood. Ayun.
Pero kasi naman, Owa siya because it's parang coming from Joshua.
Oo, yes, yes.
Okay.
Kasi
okay.
Joshua, parang sa dulo, yung wa. Doon siya nabuo.
Okay, so very childhood nga. Kasi yes. I remembered, no, sa bahay. Mm-hmm. My grandma, tapos si papa and si mama. So ang tawag nila sa akin, most of the time, Gege.
Ah.
Ayan, kasi sure, it's Gail, no? Uh-oh. Yeah, so Gege. So Gege, parang endearment na. Ayun.
Mas sweet, kumbaga. Alam mo yun, merong personalization yung tao.
Ayun nga. So, yeah, but I will address you Owa anyway. So, yeah. I will always consider you little Owa. So, I will be using that to address you.
Thank you.
So, let's start our kamustahan, no? Sure. Of course, so every single time kasi it's been a while since I last saw you, no? It's been a while since I ask you, kamusta? Kamusta ka naman? Kamusta tayo hi nowadays? Grabe yung hi.
Hindi kasi okay naman ako. I mean, I'm doing good. compared to the past year and last year. Actually, last year lang ako nag-improve talaga yung level of growth ko as a person. Pero ngayon naman, okay ako. And yan lang, siguro super busy lang din dun sa bagong work na binalas ni God sa akin. So, hindi ako makakeep track talaga sa mga ibang bagay na nagagawa ko dati kasi sobrang yung time ko nako-consume talaga ng work and pahinga. Yun lang. Pero overall naman, I'm still okay. Good and kicking alive. Yan. Yes. So, super blessed. Super blessed. Still super
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen to that. I love the gratitude mindset. I love, you know, the sparkle behind the words. Yeah. Parang kasing, alam mo yan, parang, let's face it, parang, we have struggles in this period. So, yeah. But you know, sabi ko nga parang, if we remain to see the bright spots in our everyday, parang nakakatulong siya ng sobra.
True.
To cope up also, you know, to stay afloat.
True. Siguro sometimes kasi before, go with the flow lang ako. Pero hindi kasi siya, hindi mo kasi siya pwede na iwanan lang lagi na go with the flow. You have to have the vision of positivity every day. As you go with the flow, kailangan positive din yung overview mo dun sa go with the flow. Para maging positive din yung results, ganun.
Nah, because I love that. Talagang lumaki ka na, alam mo yun? Like, oh my God, you've grown up so much. Yeah, hindi, you're a grown man now.
Hindi na ako yung makulit na awa, tas laging hug, kasi ang kulit-kulit sa sa parko, ganun.
I think you still are. Because, alam mo yun, may mga tidbits ng life natin that hindi naman natin na-outgrown because it's always been... It will always stay with us because it's a part of us. And
ate, yung pagiging malambing siguro, yun yung talagang dinawala sa akin.
Well, like, I'm glad.
I always, kahit yung maliit, teenage days, I always, parang sobrang clingy and malambing ako talaga as a kid. Ngayon naman, medyo may limit lang, pero malambing pa din naman ako. Ayun.
Well, I'm glad kasi alam mo yun, parang identity mo din yun. Tsaka I think yung lambing naman kasi is siguro lang sabi mo nagka-limit kasi of course growing up medyo, teka, hindi naman kasi lahat nag-a-accept ng hug. Hindi, kumbaga, yan yung love language mo but for others, hindi yun yung love language nila. Yeah. So nagkakaroon ka ng like, hindi naman siya limitations pero siguro nagkakaroon ka ng, dinidivide mo kung saan ka na lang mas comfortable and comfortable to receive that kind of love language coming from you.
Yeah, I agree. Sobrang ganda, yes.
But I know that you will hug me when I see you kasi love language ko din yan eh. Hugger tayo. Yakups. Oh my God.
Parang kasi, parang sometimes kasi I feel like when you hug someone, you're giving them the reassurance and warmth that you love them and you are comfortable with them. Parang ganun.
Yun. Yeah. The security also, di ba? Yeah, especially when they hug back.
Yep.
Di ba? Same feelings. Yeah. I resonate with you.
Yeah. Nakakamiss, no, ate? Like,
Yeah. So, I'm really glad you said yes. Kasi, di ba, at least we had this chance.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, moving forward. So, who is MJ Bellarmino? Who is Owa before coming to Italy?
Sa Pilipinas, taga San Pablo, Laguna po ako. Ganyan. Tapos, I'm currently 24 years old right now. And then, sa family background naman po as... we are a family of 5. So, dalawang sisters and ako po yung nag-isang lalaki, panggit na ako. Tapos, ayun, and my father and mother, so we're a family of 5. Ayun, siguro habis ko po ngayon is gaming and sports pa rin actually. Hindi naman nawala. Kaso nga lang pag winter, hindi ka makapag-basketball sa labas. Ganyan. Pero yun, and yun, composing songs and making art. I consider art kasi yung mga editing videos, making a story, yun. And making a songs. Ganyan. Spoiled breath ako nung maliit ako. Like, I'm super spoiled with a lot of my, lalo na sa father side ko. So, grabe, pero kung in short na lang, yung tendency kasi kapag spoiled brat ka, medyo masama yung ugali.
Ganun ba yun?
I think,
lahat ng spoiled brat.
Pero depende, depende. Kasi ako noon, medyo ano ako noon eh, sobrang bratty ko talaga noon. Kasi lahat ng gusto ko nakukuha ko noon eh. So yun, before coming to Italy, yun, ganun. Actually, yun, I think, yun, isa din yun sa main reason kung bakit ako, I ended up in depression after a while. Ganun. Mm. So yun, siguro nga yun, parang nung maliit ako, parang I have everything, ganyan, lahat ng hilingin ko binibigay nila. Tapos syempre dadating dun sa point na when you come to, when you became like teenagers, like 12 or 13, mag-iba na yung trato nila sa'yo eh. Kumbaga, syempre lumalaki ka na. Tapos meron nang dumadating ng mga bagong kids, mga pamangkin or pinsan na maliliit. Tapos lahat ng attention nila nandun na. So syempre ako nun, syempre hindi ko naman sinasabi na nagseselos ako, but I felt like I was left out. Pero okay lang naman sa akin kasi nag-focus na lang din ako sa kung anong kaya kong gawin before. Top before super confident kong tao, like bago pumunta ng Italy, and sobrang ano ko nun eh, parang believe na believe sa sarili ganyan. Kasi kasi I excel at everything that I do before. Sa school, sa sports, ang magaling ako mag-basketball, magaling ako mag-volleyball. Like, hindi naman po ako nag-iayabang, guys. Hindi ako nag-iayabang, pero doon ako nakaka-earn ng awards sa sports.
Sports?
Yes, sa sports. Tapos sa barangay namin, ako yung isa sa pinakamagaling na bata noon sa barangay namin sa sports, even basketball and volleyball, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, it comes with the popularity yan na nakukuha mo or nagigain mo as a person. Syempre, nung maliit ka, tuwan-tuwa ka, ganyan. Mga bata ka, tuwan-tuwa ka kasi nga sikat ka, daming cheeks, ganyan. Daming nagkakagusto sa'yo. Tsaka, to be honest, ate, I don't, hindi naman sa dinigrade ko yung sarili ko, pero sobrang ugly ko before. Like sobrang itim ko, sobrang yung buhok ko lagi noon hindi pantay yung gupit lagi. Pero but still ang dami pa ring nag-admire sa akin because of what I have done and what I have worked hard before sa sarili ko before. Yeah.
Mm. Interesting background.
Naligaw tayo, ate. Sorry.
No. Say so fat. So, like, you know, I mean, when I said, you know, you can, who is MJ Bellarmino in the Philippines? Because, of course, yeah, sharing something about yourself for us to get to know you better, diba? Yeah. Sabi mo nga, isa dun sa, like, actually, you mentioned about depressions coming from that little sharing. But we'll talk about that later on. So, mas ma-open natin yung book of Owa.
Yes.
So, let's do a little backstory. Because I asked, like, who is Owa before coming to Italy? Kasi we are both from San Pablo.
Yes.
Yeah, my dear listeners. Para kaming San Pableño and San Pableña. And right now, of course, as the title of my podcast, so Ciao, kumusta tayo? I'm using Ciao because, you know, we are both in Italy. So little backstory. So how and when did you arrive in Italy, my dear?
I arrived at Italy back in December, or 30 or 31 of 2012. Magbabagong taon siya actually. Magto-2013. So, that pala 2012 should, pero 2012 kami dumating. Pero I consider it 2013 kasi nga, kinabukasan. New year na. Ayun, tapos I got petitioned. I mean, me and my sisters got petitioned by my parents to go here. And we, ano lang ata ako ng 13, 12 or 13, go, 12 going 13, ganyan. Yun.
You said with your sister, so since dalawa kasi yung sisters mo, so sabay-sabay na kayong tatlo technically dumating.
Apo, which is good kasi kahit di kami close dati, you have someone to count on kasi nga we are exposed in a different culture, different language. So you, wala kang accountability partner before. You just have yourself and your sisters, my sisters, before kahit na hindi kami masyado kasi open before sa isa't isa dati. So yun. 1 year lang yung agwat namin. Yung age gap namin is 1 year lang. So si Mariel is, which is the youngest, is 98. I was 97. And si Ate Kim is 1996. So alam mo yun. Kaya madalas din kaming magtalo kasi nga magkakalapit yung age namin. Hindi kami masyado magkasundo before.
Very normal siya kasi si Ate Aimo, so 1 year lang din yung agwat namin. And coming here, no, like we became the best test of friends.
Yeah.
Because as you said, no, as you mentioned, alam mo yun, parang adapting to a new environment, a new, oh my God, even the language itself, bago. So parang, kailangan mo na yung support system and yung nakuha namin yun sa isa't isa. So parang that way, naging sobrang strong yung bond namin as sisters. Ayun, so magkakasabay kayo nila, Marielle, no?
Oo.
Ask ko siya because nung pumunta kami ni ate, ay madito, no, my sister, no? Yung flight namin, kami lang dalawa. So how about you guys? Yes, kami lang dalawa, grabe. Walang tita, walang mama.
Maraming kakatakot yun.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the most memorable experience for us. Kasi, technically back then, it was way back, 2006. So, wala pang, ano, back-back travelers noon, my dear. Like, so yung traveling noon para lang sa mayaman. Alam mo yun, unlike ngayon, kasi mamaya makikita mo yung iba nasa Japan or like, no, Hong Kong, no?
Super accessible na eh.
Exactly. So, back then, wala pang ganun. And honestly, hindi pa din talaga kami ever nagkaroon ng chance to travel even domestic flights. So, parang first journey, first time agad, tas international, and then nobody speaking English when we arrive. I was true. Like, so mind-blowing. Pero, ang galing talaga ni God. Like, alam mo yon, hindi mo pa hinihingi, pinoprovide na. Sobrang easy-flowing nung naging biyadyo, nung naging travel namin ni Ai from the Philippines to here. Kasi, and then, along the way, we met so many people, no, na talagang nag-extend sila ng hand for us.
Let's see.
Kasi, maybe because we look like we were kids, and of course, you know. And back then, I was like, it was my first time, and I was like traveling with my little sister. I was like into, I was so keen sa pagtatanong, paano po to? Ano po yung susunod? Ganun talaga kasi, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It was my first time. So, parang ngayon lang din talaga yung makakatulong sa akin. True. To be able to move, you know.
Forward. God, and God really provided talaga. Pero I commend your, ano ata, yung courage to ask, to even ask. Kasi, ayun yung best way to know what's next, what's to do next. Kasi ako nun, sobrang mahihain ako nun eh. As you know, nung na-meet nyo kami nung first time, talagang hindi kami umiimik. Andun lang kami sa isang tabi. Ganun. Ayun. Pero kami naman ate, ano, mas easy going yung flight namin kasi ano, kasabay namin sina mama nun, tsaka si papa, kasabay namin sila sa aeroplano. Actually, sobrang ano nun eh, sobrang saya siya kasi nga first time yung magta-travel sa family. And actually, that is the second time then na nakita namin sina tatay and si inay nun. Kasi nga, they left us when we were 6 years old. Si ate pala yung 6 and I was like, 4 or 5. Tapos, nakita lang namin sila noong 2011 or 2012, umuwi sila for the first time kasi nagkapapel na sila noon. And, ayun, sobrang super, ano, shocking siya, ganyan, super shocking. Kasi nga, we didn't expect, sinurprise kami nila eh. Ang alam namin, yung tita namin from Singapore yung uuwi. They surprised us. And yun, tapos, yun yung first time na, ano, na nakita namin ulit sina mama, ganyan. Tapos, then yun, nagala lang kami ng konti. Pero yung pinaka-first travel talaga na malayo is yun nga, yun, magpunta namin dito. So, it was one of my memorable memories then. Kasi, syempre, nabuo na kami, you know, iba yung feeling.
Satisfaction, di ba?
Iba yung feeling na kasama mo na yung magulang mo, ganyan. Kaya, sobrang saya. And ano lang, nakakatawa nun kasi, syempre, hindi naman kami magaling mag-English. I mean, the whole family before wasn't that fluent sa English. So, ano kami ng Qatar. So, pahirapan kami. Pahirapan kami maglabas ng English words pero kinaya naman, like for nag-guide naman kami ni mama at saka ni papa nun. So yun.
Okay, so parang your journey was different. So maybe that's why you told me na parang ate, I admire your courage because feeling ko kasi when we have someone who will be supporting us. Parang sometimes kasi yung courage na yon is like kept aside, no? And maybe because for me back then, it was just alam mo yon, me and my sister, si Ate Aimo.
Parang no choice.
Parang yeah, I was like I need to step up because hindi ko naman pwede i-ask dun sa kapatid ko mas maliit sa akin, di ba? So parang I think I got the courage from that parang from that mere fact na kailangan kong bantayan yung kapatid ko kasi mas bata siya sa akin. So I think minsan talaga may pinaghuhugutan tayo ng mga
pagpanganay ganun. Mas matapang talaga mostly kasi nahuhubog, kailangan talaga maging matapang pagpanganay.
Yeah, I agree totally. Anyways,
ako kasi both kasi panggit na ako, so I could be, you know, relaxing kasi andyan si ate. But pag kami lang dalawa ni Mariel, I'm the one, you know, responsible of everything. So, you know.
In charge, yeah. Well, anyway, no, speaking, because apat kami in the family. So, hati-hati, like, dalawa kaming babae na mga panganay, and then dalawa yung kapatid kong lalaki. So, parang balance, no? So, I mean, coming from you, yung sinabi mo na yan, is it fun? Like, you know, parang at least, parang may dalawang role ka, no? Bunso, and then, pwede kang nga maging panganay.
Actually, yan, it's ano, you have more choices and parang, ano, mas complex siya para sa akin. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, it's your choice din kasi if you want to step up. Pero ako, right now, I'm stepping up kasi ako yung brother. I'm the brother. Well, sabi ko nga din sa post ko sa Instagram, I want to be, God wants me to be a brother. And that's why, ano, kahit na panggit na ako, I'm the one I'm trying to... The one, you know, para maging one of the pillars of the family. Ayun.
I love that, being a brother. I just want to add lang din, no? Coming from you, sabi mo nga sometimes, you know, choice mo naman yun if you want to step up.
Totoo. Yan nga, parang sometimes people when people is exposed into something na you have no choice but to step up, dun talaga yung mapupush yung sarili mo na, okay, you have to convince yourself it's either giving up and just letting it all go or face it, risk it, and see where you can grow. Parang ganun.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on the mindset, right? Kung ano yung mindset na i-a-apply mo in your everyday. Kasi we have choices. Yeah. I believe we have choices, you know. And I think it depends on what we want, what we want to share, we want to achieve, you know, who we want to be.
True.
No, it all depends on what kind of mindset we would like to carry every day.
True. Yeah. Parang ano din, you have to teach yourself to be strong because the first person that can help you is only yourself. Second support na lang siguro yung family, and then the best support is God. But sometimes God doesn't give you the answer right away. That's why you need to develop yourself para you can para ano makapag-sustain ka ng sarili mo habang iniintay mo yung sagot ni God sa mga prayers mo, parang ganun.
I think sometimes yung answers kasi ni God, he's giving it to us dun sa preparation natin.
Yeah, true. I agree.
Kasi it's in the process that we are taking. Na after na nalampasan natin yun, ayun pala yung gustong sabihin sa akin ni God.
Konting sharing lang din. Narealize ko yun atin itong nakuha ko yung trabaho ko ngayon as a receptionist in a hotel. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest, or my background educationally, hindi siya papasa sa receptionist talaga. And then, with the help of a friend, talaga pinakita ko lang na sincere talaga ako dun sa interview. Na gusto ko matuto, gusto kong ano, natanggap ako dun sa hotel. And nung natanggap ko yung trabaho, I was scared kasi hindi naman ako parlaben eh. Pero, ano lang, narealize ko lang na kung hindi pala ako pinag-serve ni God sa mga iba't ibang pinag-servant ko before sa community, which is Singles for Christ, I won't be able to be that strong to push myself into parang kaya mo yan. Nalagpasan mo yung mga anong yan, di ba? God made you strong na. Parang ganun. Parang yun yung nakita ko sa sarili ko. Ah, God made me strong so I can be this receptionist. I can take this job right now. And ayun, parang sobrang tagal ko din naghahanap ng trabaho, like 2 years. Na ako, 2 years akong walang trabaho. But I'm always praying for it. Parang yun, parang sinagot ni God, okay, God is preparing you for that work. That's why it took that long. Because He knows that you're not ready.
He was preparing you in that period, right? Yun. In that pause.
In short. Yeah. Parang ano, pinirepare niya ako. Tapos doon at the end, kapag nandun ka na doon sa answer, doon mo lang marirealize yung lahat ng mga nangyari at kung ano yung yung move, mga move ni God, parang sa chess, kung ano yung mga decisions na ginawa niya para sa'yo. And then, that's when you start to reflect on your journey. And then, yun. Para mas ma-ano mo siya, mas ma-absorb mo siya, ganun.
Yeah, parang yung blessing, no? Parang alam mo yung buhos na buhos. Because I think sometimes, God will give us the blessing if we are prepared enough to accept it.
Oo, totoo.
Kasi sometimes tayo yung hindi ready sa blessing sa binibigay ni God.
True, totoo.
Tanong tayo ng tanong, ask tayo ng ask, pray tayo ng pray, and then minibigay naman ni God in His time, in His ways. But alam mo yun, tayo yung hindi ready to receive that kind of blessing. Kaya hindi natin siya nakikita as a blessing.
A blessing, yes. Amen. I agree. Amen talaga.
That's why the preparation, no? Let's like put it that way. That's why the preparation, I think it's so important. The way I perceive it, the way you say it, or the way you share it with me, with us, with the listeners, it's just that we need to have this like continuous learning about our spirituality. Because if we have healthy relationship with God, with our family, with our friends, you know, game changer siya, diba? Do you agree?
I agree, ate, na yung journey is gonna be tough, pero it will work out kapag ano, kasi pag when you have that foundation of faith and spirituality na parang hindi na siya basta-basta na siya shaken, mapapansin mo sa sarili mo na mas ano ka na, hindi ka na basta mas maaapektuhan ng mga problema. Ganyan, kumbaga. Parang mas hindi ka na basta mas stress, hindi ka na basta mag-worry. Kasi you have that foundation already. Tapos parang ano lang eh. Ba't ako parang tatanong mo lang sarili ko, ba't ka matatakot or ba't ka mag-worry when you know God is got your back. Parang ganun. Tapos kapag yun din, parang ano lang din eh, nagsusunod-sunod yun eh. Kasi for me, nung hindi naman siya 100% na okay yung foundation ko, pero I'm proud of it. Nabuo ko siya at up to this point na kaya ko nang magbigay ulit ng love, not just to my family, but to my friends. Kasi before, yung love na ano, yung true love na para sa akin, true love na ano is ano lang siya. Parang binibigay ko lang siya sa girl na gusto ko. Oo. Yun yung definition ko ng love is I'm just gonna give this love to the one.
Romantically. Romantically only.
Pero, okay. Pero yun nga, pag ano kasi, parang pag nakilala mo si God, you'll see love as a different way. And then yun, parang isa din yun sa foundation yung love. Kinikilig ako kasi... Kasi ano, sobrang grateful ako kasi nga, yun nga, nakilala ko si God. Ayun,
parang, I'm so glad, no? I'm so glad to see and perceive this, you know, this growth of yours. Not only physically, emotionally, but most of all, spiritually. I'm so glad hearing that. Honestly. Because I see how it affects you. And you glow, you know?
Yeah. Ano, mas confident. Can you see, ate? Mas confident ako ngayon. Like, alam mo yun, mas hindi na ako conscious sa sarili ko. Like, I can smile like this. Pero before, hindi mo ako mapapangiti ng ganyan. Parang ganun.
Really? Because when I met you, I think you're such a confident.
Talaga? Yes. Talaga?
Yeah, maybe because I see you like that. I mean, whenever I ask you about something, of course, alam mo yan, when I am organizing some stuff for the community, I was like, oh, can you join me? Can you join us? And you never turned me down.
So
I was
lagi like, akong game.
Yeah. So I never pictured you as someone, maybe shy, at least for me, at least it's the side that I saw.
Siguro, yun nga, ate, you are seeing that side, but I'm not. Maybe yun yung problema sa akin. Like before, I consider myself not because of yun nga sa topic later.
Ah, okay, sa topic later. So, sige, topic later. Let's go on. Let's move forward. Para dami-dami na agad natin pag-usapan. And I love it. I'm loving it. And anyway, so my next question is, what was the first act of kindness you received when you first came to Italy?
Alam mo, ate, sobrang grateful. Ngayon ko lang siya na ano, nung na-realize is yung first act of kindness na na-receive namin is when nung dumating kami, ang dami nagbigay ng damit sa amin. Kasi winter yon, 'di ba, winter yon. Syempre wala naman kaming winter clothes, jacket, ayan. So, for me, I considered that as the first. May nagbigay din naman, ang dami nagbigay sa amin nun ng euros, actually. But I don't consider that yung blessing, yung unang blessing. Kasi, mas napakinabangan namin yung mga binigay na damit. Kasi nung pumasok kami sa school, yun lang talaga yung ginamit namin. Yung mga binigay ng mag-anak, mga kaibigan din na mama, ganyan. Ayun, and then we were able to survive winter with that, clothes na binigay sa amin.
Yeah, I mean, I resonate kasi when we arrived, it was November, late November. Mm-hmm. So, like, freaking cold and we don't have any winter clothes. Mm-hmm. But, ayun nga, tita, titos.
Yes.
And I just want to add in the podcast kasi it's really important because it's not about the money, honestly.
Uh-uh.
But it's about the gesture. Kasi sabi mo, madami kami natanggap na euro.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, turns out that it's a kind of tradition no, na pag unang dating mo sa Italy, yung closest friends or relatives, parang nagbibigay sila ng mancha. Parang aguinaldo in Christmas. But technically, it's not aguinaldo. Uh-oh. Parang it's like welcoming tip. Something like that. But it's like a gesture. It's not about the amount of money or anything. But it's like, when I asked my mom about it, I was like, it's nice, mom. I mean, I really appreciate the gesture, no? And I was like, how come may gintong tradition? And sabi ni mama, kasi first time sa Italy, of course, pesos naman yung pera natin. So technically, wala naman talaga tayong euros.
Uh-oh.
So isa daw pala yun. Parang alam mo yun, like, yun nga, parang tradition. And alam mo yung tradition na yun because I received that. Also, the first time, of course, the first moment we arrived here, me and my sister, in that tradition, hanggang ngayon, nagagawa ko pa siya.
You can pass it on.
Yes, because it's really nice, the gesture na somehow seems you felt like, alam mo yun, appreciated and welcome. Just like, it's like a form of gift, no? So you just want to pass it on. Kasi good vibes ka doon. I felt appreciated when I received that. Yun naman yun, yung we just want to pass it on sa iba din, diba?
Parang iba yung naging impact sa'yo. So you want to share that impact to others also.
Yeah, sharing is loving, right?
Yeah, sharing is caring.
Yeah, so anyway, my next question is, of course, we're talking about, we talk about the Philippines, and then, of course, now we are in Italy. So, how about your adjustment nung dumating ka dito?
Yung adjustment ko dito is, parang, for me, sobrang hirap. Kasi, talaga, parang wala kang alam sa mundo. Parang, parang alam mo yung dati sa Pilipinas, enjoy, tambay, dami kaibigan, labas ka lang, may kausap ka na agad, ganun.
Yeah.
Tapos, sakto pa nun, ate, di ba, hindi naman kami taga-Bujabano, kami, Castello D'Agonia, which is, ang hirap kasi kapag lumabas ka, ang lamig. Tapos wala kang kakilala. Tapos pag lumabas ka, wala din kaming nakikitang mga bata nun before dito. Kami lang, halos lang kami. Kasi nga, maliit lang yung city na tinitirahan namin. Like a thousand,
population, you mean?
Oo, yun. Population dun sa city na yun. Or dito sa Castello D'Agonia, konti lang. Tapos konti lang yung bata. Tapos, ayun, ang hirap. Actually, kami tatlo noon, gusto namin umuwi ng Pilipinas. Gusto namin bumalik ng Pilipinas. Kasi wala kaming ginagawa noon sa bahay. Eh, ako noon, sanay ako noon maggala. Like, gala akong tao sa Pilipinas dati. Kaya yun, ang hirap. Tapos nung nag-school naman kami, may history na ako sa school eh. Actually, it's one of my biggest regrets. Sa Pilipinas kasi, nag-stop na ako mag-school, first year high school. Ewan ko kung anong, alam mo hanggang ngayon, tinatanong ko yung sarili ko, what was the reason why I stopped going to school when I was in first year high school? I didn't know. Actually, it's dahil spoiled brat, meron akong hinihiling noon na hindi nila binigay. And I was like, no, okay, I'm not gonna go to school kapag hindi niya ibibigay itong bagay na.
So parang nagre-rebel ka parang.
Actually, rebelde talaga ako. Nag-rebelde talaga ako nun. Tapos yun, siguro, syempre, pagbata ka pa, hindi mo maiisip in the long run na it would impact me so much. First failure na yun. I consider that my first failure na hindi ako nagtuloy nun ng pag-aaral. Tapos yun nga, nabigyan ako ng chance. Actually, dito ko lang din na-realize na, wow, yung dating ko ng dito ng Italy, it was my second chance to get that back. Pero ang mindset ko pa rin nun, no, I don't want to go to school. Kasi, ang hirap nun eh, ibang culture. Tapos walang Pilipino talaga nun sa school namin. Kami lang tatlo.
Yeah.
Tapos, syempre, andun ka lang sa school. Tapos, thank God I didn't experience bullying naman. Lahat naman ng naging kaklase ko, sobrang helping, ganyan.
Accommodating.
Mabait naman talaga sila. Sobrang bait nila. Ako lang talaga yung parang tamad na kasi akong tao dati. Tapos, ang lamig-lamig pa. Tapos, papas, gigising kami ng sobrang aga nun para makakuha yung bus ng 7:30 ata yon. Para makapasok kami ng 8 sa school. Mm-hmm. So, dati hindi ako matiyagang tao, to be honest. Hindi talaga ako matiyagang tao. Kaya din siguro ako nahirapan na hanapin yung goal ko o yung passion ko kung ano yung gusto kong gawin. Kasi wala talaga akong tiyaganan sa mga bagay before. Like, kapag hindi siya nag-workout for me, I give up. Ganun yung mindset ko dati.
Mm.
Kasi siguro, siguro bago ako dumating ng Pilipinas noon, dumating dito sa Italy, broken heart. Hindi naman broken hearted, pero meron pa akong girlfriend doon eh.
How old you were?
13.
Again?
13.
Oh, 13, okay. I'm a late bloomer, so I just need to ask. Kasi,
yeah. You know,
para kayo mga Gen Z's eh, okay. Nagkita level na ako kasi ako, listeners. Okay, go on.
Hindi, 13 years. Actually, my first girlfriend was like 11, going 12. Meron akong girlfriend. Kasi nga, parang I'm famous before. Parang hindi naman sa famous, pero magaling kasi akong mag-basketball, mag-volleyball. So it comes kasi kapag yung, lalo na may liga, tapos madaming nanonood ng mga kaedad mo. It comes with it kasi. So, yun din yung parang, kasama. Pero yun nga, 13 years old ako nun. Tapos, LDR kami noon. Umabot ng 8 months LDR. Kaso nga lang, ewan ko what happened, pero nakipag-break na lang siya bigla. Isang araw nakipag-break na lang siya, ganyan. Siyempre, ako hindi ko matanggap kasi wala man akong ginawang mali. Magang ganon. Parang ganon. Yung sa isip ko, bakit? Parang hindi ko siya matanggap kasi nga sobrang taas ng ego ko. Alam mo yun, yung confident ako noon kasi. Basta, iba yung confidence sa sarili na basta may yabang ganon. Hindi ko matanggap talaga yun na, bakit? Wala man akong ginagawang mali ah. Parang okay naman ako. I'm still the same me. Bakit? Ganyan. Tapos yun, I started na maging broken. Tapos super sad ko noon. Grabe ako maging sad before kasi. Yun din yung parang natutunan ko na kapag na-broken ka, okay lang na damdamin mo pero don't sacrifice yourself because you're sad. Ayun. Yun.
So kasi, wise.
Hindi kasi, kaya din ako siguro I fell into depression because parang nung puro rejection na yung natatanggap ko, hindi ako sanay kasi. Parang ako, hindi ako sanay na puro rejection kasi nga, I excel. Parang sanay ako na I excel everything. And then yun yung parang mga first times na. Tapos nagugulat, naku-culture shock ako kasi nga, never ko pa siyang na-experience. And I don't know how to handle them. And I don't have anyone to ask about it kung anong pwede kong gawin. So sinarili ko lang siya. For a lot of years.
Years, you mean? If ilalagay natin siya as numbers, technically how many years you suffered from?
Until 17 years. 17 years old, I'm still suffering. Mas malala na siya ng 17. Ayun.
Okay.
Parang doon na nag-continuous na siya doon ate na dire-diretso na di na ako lumalabas ng kwarto. Hindi ako kumakain noon. Lagi akong puyat. Parang 13-14. I became already aware of na parang yung ganong kind of thing na kasi uso nun yung emo, 'di ba?
Oh, like the black Yeah, I've been there.
Yung emo tapos kasi pag sinabing emo ka dapat naglalaslas ka parang ganun yung mindset namin nung mga teenage kami na kapag emo ka dapat sad, like walang pag-asa ganun. Tapos parang laging may laman.
Eyeliners. I had
yung bangs. Yung bangs talaga yun lagi eh. Tapos yun, nasa lang ulit ako ate, sorry.
Yeah, you said that. Yung mga emo. So, technically, it started 13, 14 years old ka. And then, nag-continue siya till 17. And then, 17 years old, mas matindi yung atake ng depression and anxiety to you.
Parang, sige, let's make it short na dun sa 13-14 hanggang 17 I didn't take care of myself. Computer addict ako nun. Gaming.
At parang nag-let go ka?
Oo, nag-let go ako sa reality nun na lagi lang ako nasa bahay tas sa kwarto. Like for that many years hindi ako lumalabas talaga ng bahay ate, promise. Nakakulong lang ako sa bahay. Syempre kapag pagka ganun, it has an impact on your health then. That's why
sobra.
That's why naging grabe siya nung 17 na ako dun, parang hindi na kinaya ng katawan ko yung mga ganung routine na walang oras yung pagkain, laging puyat kasi kakalaro ng kung ano-anong games. Actually, sa totoo lang, sa sobrang dami kong games na nalaro, hindi ko na sila maalala lahat. Tapos,
That was your coping mechanism that moment, I think, Yeah.
Parang yun yung naging naging mundo ko. That's where I find my comfort. Yun. Sa gaming. Tapos, yun, kasi siya, pag kasi MMORPG, ano siya, meron siyang storyline. So parang minsan relatable ako dun sa character na nilalaro ko. Ayun, so buti na lang di ako nabaliw.
I mean, I'm not so into gaming, honestly, but of course, I have friends, no, yeah. na nag-game sila.
Yeah.
So, technically naman, I said coping mechanism kasi madami kayo. So, it's like merong interactions, merong conversations. Yeah,
true.
Diba?
Doon ako. You're right, okay. Ate. Actually, you're right. Na doon ako nakakuha ng mga friends. Doon ako nakakuha ng barkada na I can bond with no with no judgment, no walang pressure, ganyan. Just having fun lang, ganun. And for years, that was
your life.
Yun.
Mm-mm-mm.
Tapos syempre when nag-age na ako, so 17, kailangan mo nang mag-ano sa buhay kasi nga you cannot be forever in the house na magkaganon. Tapos siguro yung changing point is nung napronto sa course ako noon.
Like, age
17 going to 18.
Okay. We're still in that timeline, right? Mm-mm-mm. Yung na-hospital ka. Okay,
17 going to 18 na. Mm-hmm. Pronto sa course ako noon kasi I cannot calm down.
Okay.
Hindi ako makakalma.
Okay.
So, syempre, natakot na din ako noon. Like, kasi hindi ako makatulog eh. Doon na nag-start yung nahihirapan ako matulog, ganyan. Kasi nga, kahit pagod ako sa computer, hindi ako makatulog, ganyan.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Tapos, ayun, nakapronto sa course ako noon. And then, I was in shock kasi first time kong na emergency room like from my whole lifetime noon hanggang 17 first time ko na emergency room talaga na aware ako na nasa emergency room ako. Kasi yun ano lang naman binigyan lang ako ng pampakalma tapos check this check that. Tapos, so ngayon ko lang din na realize sobrang grateful ako sa parents ko kasi na grabe pala ate yung sacrifice yung ginawa nila for me. Sobrang bait ng parents ko kasi hinayaan nila ako na ganun lang yung ginagawa ko for a lot of years. They never said anything na masama. Ayun yung sobrang bait ng parents ko kasi I never hear them say na masasamang words to me kahit na wala akong ginagawa sa bahay. Ang makikita ko lang sa kanila is yung concern, general concern because they couldn't control me. Talaga hindi nila makontrol. I was sobrang rebelde ako noon, ganyan. Di ako kumakain noon, ganyan. Siguro it came to a point na nag-give up na lang din sila kasi they just couldn't do anything for me. Kasi ako yung may ayaw eh. Again, yourself, kapag sinabi mo, pag ayaw talaga ng sarili mo, wala talaga magagawa ibang tao kasi ikaw yun eh.
Kahit gano'n kanila kamahal, kahit gano'n sila ka-concern, kung hindi talaga magagaling, alam mo yun, from the inside,
mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm. Ano pa yun ah, sama pa ng ugali ko noon. Kasi, iba pa yung mindset ko noon. Like, negative, sobrang negative na ng utak ko noon na iniisip ko, hindi naman ako mahal ng parents ko, ganyan. Which is, yung mga nakikita ko ngayon na I'm really grateful of, hindi ko siya nakikita before. Like, galit pa ako noon. Sinisisi ko pa sila noon kasi hindi niyo ako inuwi ng Pilipinas, kaya ako nagkaganito, ganyan. Pero, it turns out na, no, may parte ka din doon sa pagiging responsibilidad kung bakit ka naging ganun. Parang ganun. Ayun, tapos, yun yan, na-emergency ako noon. Tapos, ano na yun, ate, yung sa span na yun pala, ng 14 to 17, nag-self-harm na ako noon. Nagsa-self-harm na ako noon. Lagi ako may sugat nun sa kamay kasi meron akong blade noon. Galing pang Pilipinas yung blade na yun. Dala-dala ko siya. Na ayun yung ginagamit ko to self-harm myself. Ewan ko kung bakit ko ginagawa yun before.
Pero, I mean, wala kang tendencies like that before coming to Italy?
Meron na. Nag-uumpisa na siya. Nag-uumpisa na siya nun. Kaso nga lang, hindi siya natutukan since wala nga ako na pag-openan about nun.
Parang yung, that like the kind of release ng emotions mo. Kasi parang ang dami mong battled up emotions inside you. Parang ganun ba? Of course, these are like, my questions are like based on, you know, normal kind of questions because honestly, I don't have any medical background about like
yes.
being psychologist. Just asking. If you're not comfy to talk about it,
it's,
no, you can tell
me
about
okay.
it.
It's okay. I'm good. I'm good.
So, sinasabi mo sa akin na parang may tendencies na naging ng self-harm before.
Oh, oh,
siguro kasi ang dami mo nga bottled up.
Emotions,
parang yeah. emotions inside mm-hmm. you that you've told me na parang, ate, wala akong mapagsabihan. So, maybe sometimes, I think, no, because I had my fair share of traumas. I had my fair share of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I think that it's not only wala akong mapagsabihan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't know how communicate
to express.
This.
Yes.
And to express this because technically, I don't know what is it.
Mm-hmm.
What is
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tama ka.
I mean, this is, these are the things coming from me, my dear,
mm-hmm.
from my experiences. So,
mm-hmm.
as I told you,
I
wala akong Uh-oh. Any background about psychology.
Okay.
So, I was just asking about, you know, when you told me, ate, I have tendencies before about self-harm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was just asking if it's because you felt that it's like a kind of release for you. Parang dun mo chinachannel yung emotions mo kasi nga,
mm-hmm.
hindi mo siya kayang i-express into words or like wala kang naging parang
sandalan.
Kasi nga hindi mo siya ma-voice
mm-mm.
out.
Mm-mm.
So, as we talk about this, no,
mm-mm.
Owa, you know, sabi mo nga kasi, you mentioned it continuously. Ganun mm-mm. dati yung mindset ko, ate. Ganun ako
mm-mm.
dati.
Mm-mm.
So, gusto ko lang siya i-emphasize this time kasi I love the word dati, which
yes.
means before.
Yes.
So, because I firmly believe that as we discover ourselves more,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about growth, when we talk about discovery,
mm-mm.
we also build ourselves, no? Parang,
yeah.
feeling ko, for me, honestly, it's like
mm-hmm.
when we are discovering ourselves more. Parang nagkakaroon tayo ng pieces of the puzzle
mm-hmm.
na binubuo natin
yeah.
kung ano yung nagiging tayo pa.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Because every day we wake up,
mm-hmm.
we learn something, and
mm-hmm.
it's a continuous, it's a process, ongoing uh-huh. process, right?
Uh-huh.
So,
can I add something to that, ate? Dun sa building up pieces, siguro yung one piece na develop ko nun is, I was so understanding of everyone. Kasi parang ako, hindi ko naramdaman yun. And I don't, parang yung mga naramdaman ko before, lagi kong priority na ayokong iparamdam yun sa ibang tao. I never felt like I was understood, kaya kapag may kaibigan ako, I always try my best to let her or him felt that he is understood always. Parang ganun. Ayun. Yan lang.
I like that. I resonate.
Mm-mm.
Kasi sometimes when we experience such hardships,
no,
you listen more attentively
yeah,
because you just know how it felt to be heard.
Yes.
Alam mo yun,
mm-hmm.
parang
yung
yun yung na-perceive ko sa sinabi mo kasi. Because sometimes, honestly, there are things that we can put into words.
Mm-mm.
And there are people na, alam mo yung mere presence lang.
Yeah,
sobrang laking tulong na.
Mm-mm.
So parang kahit wala silang sabihin, makinig lang sila.
Yeah.
Tulong na.
Sobrang
you know?
Tulong na nun.
And I think when you told me na, ate, isa sa mga naging piece ng puzzle ko is naging empathetic ka. That's, I think, that's the
mm-mm.
term. Alam mo yung naging, di ba? Or mas naging
yes.
sensible enough ka
mm-mm.
sa feelings
yeah.
ng ibang tao because you've been through that situation.
Yes, mm. yes.
So, speaking of that, what do you think are the important things to consider? Alam mo yun, pag-isipan to ponder on the steps
mm-mm.
or tools when we are building ourselves. Like,
mm.
how did you find the light in that dark valley? Let's put it that way.
Sige, sige. Okay, paano ba? I think you're one of the instruments din of it. You,
Ate
Eliza, and Kuya LA.
Mm.
Kasi you were the ones who invited me to SFC.
Yeah.
Ayan yun. It started there. Nung nag-Christian Life program ako sa Single Circuit. My world became different, a lot different. Like, before noon, marami pa rin akong struggles dun sa sarili. And actually, ano yon ate, I was at that point, nung nag-CCLP ako, meron akong past experience and present thoughts of suicide. Yes. Nandun ako sa point na yun na parang before, I was thinking of ending everything kasi nga, dumating din sa point kasi sa buhay ko na everything is not working for me talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang walang nag-work sa akin. Lahat ng ano ko, tinaray kong gawin, I was rejected. Love life rejected. Work rejected. Tapos nun, sobrang hirap pa nun sa work kasi I don't speak Italian. So, more on lagi ako napapagalitan. No one knows that I have depression before. Pero nag-work ako nun, nung nag-18 ako.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tough it up. parang kailangan ko laksan yung sarili ko na ipasok yung sarili ko dun sa work. Para may mabago din. I was actually, akala ko sabi ko parang pag nag-work ako, mababago yung buhay ko. But hindi. Mas na-burnout ako nun. Nag-CSB ako nun. Na-burnout talaga ako nun. Grabe yun. Tapos, yun nga, as I said sa'yo na nag-bike ako nun kasi naglilipat ako ng pwesto-pwesto nun. Alam mo yung feeling na yung nag-bike ako nun pero yung nasa utak ko, sana mabangga na lang ako dito.
Ganun na yung helplessness na nararamdaman mo.
Ganun na. Buti na lang talaga hindi ako tumalang. Sorry, it's not a funny thing kasi natatawa lang ako kasi parang ngayon na bakit nandun ako sa state na ganun. Pero meron kasi akong dinadaanan nun sa Furibijev ano na tataas ka para dun yung dadaan yung sasakyan tapos sa baba yung tren. Ganun, dumadaan ako dun sa pag nagbabike ako, paglilipat ako ng pesto. Tapos titigil lagi ako dun sa gitna, which is mataas talaga siya. Yung parang bridge siya para sa kotse, para makadaan yung train sa ilalim. Tapos may buti na lang may mga fences dun na mataas. Kasi pag dumadaan ako dun lagi, titigil ako sa gitna. Tapos I was always thinking, what if I jump here? Parang ganun. Tapos, ayun. Pero buti na lang, thank God, hindi ko siya ginawa. I just hingang malalim ako nun. Tapos alis okay. Na, puntang work, ganun.
I think because God is already working His way into you. Even parang, if you don't realize it yet.
Pero actually ate, ano ko nun, to be honest, dumadaan ako nun sa simbahan every morning. Pag maaga ako nun or maagang dumaan yung tren sa Vigeva, no? Nadaan ako nun, may nadaanan ako lang yung simbahan nun every 7 a.m. Tigil lang ako dun for 5 or 10 minutes, magdadasal lang ako. Pero ang nakakatawa nun, I'm not praying for myself, I'm praying for a love life.
Because you said nga before that before you were thinking that, you know, yung love na gusto mo will only be coming from a romantic one, right? That's why you were asking for a romantic relationship from God, because you thought that you will find love only through that.
Yes,
kasi
yes.
Yun lang yung naging mindset mo, naging waka dun sa term na love means only romantic relationship.
Yes, tas parang doon ko lang marireceive yung I am worthy kasi someone is loving me, parang ganun. Ayun.
Wow, ang daming revelations. Honestly, this is a part of you that I didn't know.
Actually, so, ate, to be honest, again, I never said this to anyone. Hindi ako nag-open up about it. Siguro ang may alam lang nito, mostly si Kuya Harrison and si Grace kasi sila yung talagang kapatid ko na talaga sila, to be honest. I love them so much.
Yeah. I think likewise naman sa kanila kasi parang napaka-reciprocal, no?
Yes.
So, di ba, parang it's another kind of love
yes.
that you are receiving, right?
Yes.
The moment you open yourself to God's love, you open yourself to more love.
Yes. Parang ano eh, yun nga yun, nung nag-start akong mag-SFC, meron dong talk. Ano ba yung talk na yun? Yung parang may loving your neighbor. Loving your neighbor as yourself. Talk na yun na loving your neighbor as yourself. Parang si Ate Marie pa nga nag-talk. Kung ang dami kong natutunan. Doon din sa God's love sa first talk, which is wala ako. Pero naano ko na lang siya. Wala ako nung first talk eh. Ano ko lang siya nung nagsiserve na ako. Doon ko lang siya na-receive yung, ano, yung first talk. Tapos, doon ko din na-realize na how God created us and how, kung paano na niya din kamahal tayo. Ganyan. Tapos, yung second talk na is who is Jesus Christ. Doon mo din makikita na how He sacrificed His life for us to be saved. Imagine that. Parang naisip ko, sabi ko, ako na suicidal. Nagsacrifice ka sa akin para ma-saved ako at one point. At saka dun sa ano, sa scene na yon. Kasama na din yung scene na yon, yung thought of suiciding and as a self-harm. I was saved by God through ano, Singles for Christ, through the TLP. And everything changed after that. Pero hindi din agad immediately na change. Siyempre, nandun na yung hope. That was the first light, kumbaga. Parang yun yung first light na na-received ko na God has found me already. Or... kasi hindi ko siya...
You found
siya,
God. Because God is always with you.
Yes, yan.
But you found God, right?
Doon ko din na-realize na, yan, I found God and He has called me pala. Tama, yun. Yun, tapos nung nag-SFC ako noon, sobrang daming friends, sobrang ano, iba talaga yung culture ng ano, SFC before. Talagang... sobrang welcoming, tapos sobrang loving, everyone as well, sobrang friendly, tapos lahat sila talaga open to understand you. Grabe yung culture na gano'n na, di ko siya in-expect talaga na yung kapag may i-share ka, talagang they will listen.
All
they will
ears,
listen.
Right?
Totoo. They will listen to you. Tapos, ano siya, after nun, may kasama pang sobrang ganda lang advice. And hindi lang siya doon natatapos sa advice. Kasi pag, when we have friends, best friends, hanggang advice lang, mostly.
Mm-mm.
Pero, with the community, iba eh, talagang shoulder ka. Tapos sobrang loving pa ni Tita Mayan at Tito Leo noon.
Yeah.
Tapos, and one person who never gave up on me was Kuya Herson.
Mm.
He is one of my savior, to be honest. He is the one who pushed me to be a leader. He's the one who pushed me to be more confident. He's the one, he is the parang God made him the instrument for me to came out of my comfort zone and to came out of my cave.
To discover yourself more,
yes.
You know?
Mm-mm.
That parang, side of you na hindi mo panakita before.
Sila yan, sina Glyle yung nagsasabi sa akin, oh, bakit ganyan? Di ka naman ganyan. Ito ka, ganun, parang ganun. Yun, tapos, siguro yung, ano, yung the beginning of MJ's transforming.
Yeah, transformation. Transformation. Yeah. I love that. It's like you're coming from a cocoon, okay?
Parang metamorphosis. Ganun.
Yes.
That was yun. The beginning of that is nung naging leader ako. Mm. Kasi I was put on the spot that I need to be responsible. Not just for myself, but for other people's life. Doon ko nakita na ano, parang paano mag-take care of ng ibang tao na nang halos nanggaling din sa pinanggalingan ko. Yung parang yung mga members ko nun, syempre may mga struggles din sila and sobrang dali na sa akin noon kasi alam ko na yung gagawin ko. Parang alam mo yun, it was God-given talaga nung una na sa, pero sobrang nagda-doubt pa ako sa sarili ko noon kasi hindi pa talaga ako confident noon, wala akong belief sa sarili ko noon. Nawala na talaga yung 13 years old na sobrang yabang. Wala na yun. I lost that in the process of 13 to 17 years old. Wala na yun. Like I was empty na noon. Tapos ito na beginning of
you outgrown that.
Beginning na siya nung ano, nung nag-leader ako, beginning na ako ng parang small steps para improve myself, love myself, to prove to myself that I can do it again.
Healing then.
Ayun, actually, yeah. That is the right word. Healing. Small steps of healing.
Yeah. Inner healing, of
yes,
course.
Yes, hindi
also.
Siya yung, hindi po siya physical healing. Mentally healing siya. Tsaka ano, yung spiritual healing din siguro yun. Ayun, parang nung naging leader ako noon, sobrang hirap niya actually. Kasi syempre, ikaw, you're struggling with, hindi pa naman siya 100% na ano eh, na overcome. Kasi nga, it's little steps of healing pa rin.
It's pero, an ongoing process, right?
Mm-hmm. Pero ano, kinaya ko siya. Kasi one of the reason is, ano, mas nakilala ko si God. I think that is the main reason. No, I'm certain, sorry. Hindi siya I think. I'm certain that is the reason na kinaya ko yung ano, pagiging leader and hindi lang para sa ibang tao, pero para rin sa sarili ko. Ayun.
And then doing that, of course, is really to glorify God, right?
Yes.
Parang naging easy flowing yung service, kahit may struggles, kuya, pagod, biyahe, we're not from Milan.
Yes.
But like every time you wake up, I love this term, I just can't remember where I heard it. It's something like, every gising is a blessing. Something like that. It's like fueling your fire. True. To wake up and to serve because you know that. It's like, you know, when you pray, no? Lord, I'm doing this for you because it's only my way to give it back to you because you've given me so
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
Right?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's parang one of the ways to give back to the Lord while sharing it to others.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love hearing that from you. And I guess at this point, masabi natin na yung sa self-discovery journey mo, yung isa sa pinaka-massive and big puzzle na nakatulong sa'yo to your healing, to your journey of healing too. Because, you know, self-journey, self-discovery, self-awareness, it's an ongoing process as we shared and as I've said. And I think parang yung pinaka malaking puzzle talaga is, you know, knowing God.
Yes.
you know, and feeling God again, letting him enter your life again.
And the most important,
opening yourself. Mm.
The most important thing, ate, is saying yes to God.
Wow, yeah.
That is the first step.
In shouty capitals, right?
Mm-mm. Y-E-S. Say yes to God.
So that's really the big puzzle, and that's how you found the light.
Yes. Because, ano din, again, it's gonna come from yourself.
Mm. And I love that you added that, my dear. Kasi sometimes when we pray so hard, you know. Mm. And sometimes God is really ready.
Yes.
God is always ready to bless us, no?
Yes, always.
But then sometimes we have to work to open to open ourselves to that for us to receive that, right? Yeah. And sometimes sabi mo nga, ate, kailangan mangyari din, manggaling din sa'yo. So it's always going to start, alam mo, from the inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because kung gaano man yung nasa outside, kahit gaano karaming love, kahit karaming blessings, care, everything. Kasi we need to emphasize, ang mundo hindi binubuo lang ng magagandang bagay.
Yep.
Pero hindi lang din yon binubuo ng
hangit,
mahirap, masasamang bagay, right?
Masasakit, yeah.
Exactly. So, if we want to discover more of who we are, of who we are going to become pa, we have to open ourselves to that. But not only to the pain, no? To all of it. Sometimes,
all of it.
Struggles, pains, traumas, sometimes, sabi nga natin in the start, di ba? Sometimes it's all the part of, a part of the process, right? Sometimes, it's a preparation also.
Yeah. It's a complete package.
Exactly. And I think the most important thing is that, you know, you wake up every day and you will have the courage to choose.
Yes.
For yourself, you know, for healing, for growth, to be better, you know, to improve. But also, I just want to add this.
Yeah,
sure. To unlearn. Yeah. To unlearn, of course, certain things. Kasi I'm going back to that because you said, parang ni-repeat mo siya like many times.
Ah, oo.
Dati, before, yes. And then you said that it's still, unlearning is a process too.
Yes.
Unlearning stuff, unlearning things is also a part of our growth.
Yung mga habit na ang tawag ito na na-develop mo while you're in that culture na depression culture or darkness culture, talaga total darkness culture, you have to unlearn that and let go. You have to accept that first, then let go.
For me,
you have to accept that first and then let go. Ayun.
Because sometimes I think, no, when we want healing for ourselves, we will need to meet it halfway.
Yes.
True. Right? Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, dito lang ako healing. Lumapit ka sa akin kung gusto mo, di ba? No, parang yung healing naman, sino ba namang hindi may gusto nun? But we have also to reach our hands to that healing that we want, right? And coming up with the tools to the steps that every day you will learn as long as you want to choose to heal.
Yeah.
Of course, para din ma-improve yung sarili mo, ma-improve yung sarili mo para sa'yo, para sa mga taong mahal mo.
At saka sobrang importante din na you have to know that you're doing it because you love yourself, because you want to love yourself. And you're doing it for yourself while guided by God. That is the most important thing. Kasi may mga tao na hindi yung healing nila, hindi nila inaano para sa sarili nila. Parang mag-heal ako kasi gusto ko maka-revenge sa ganito. Parang ganon. For example lang. Kasi yung healing din, ang dami din yung parang iba't ibang
perspectives.
Yan. Dun sa ng ibang tao na kailangan pag mag-heal ka, dapat para sa sarili mo muna. Ganun. Parang just give yourself a moment to heal for yourself. And then kung meron ka mang ibang issue na parang sa ibang tao na kailangan i-heal, then that's the second thing. Pero kailangan, again, to build yourself muna together with God. And then you can work on other people's then. Na kapag kung meron namang ibang healing, kailangan ibang healing sa ibang tao. Kung wari nag-break up kayo. Kasi kung wari ako, noon, ang healing process ko kasi noon, sige magpapapogi ako, ganyan, magpapamacho ko kasi I want you to me, gusto kong magregret ka na
nilagaw mo ako. Ako nga pala yung sinaing mo.
Oo, yun, yun, yan, yan, ayun, ganyan. Mali yun, mali, mali yung mindset na yan, guys. Don't do that. I mean, okay. make it a motivation. Make it a motivation, but ano, parang ano siya, a good motivation, not walang malis na parang masamang ibang intention, kasi you won't fully heal kapag may masamang intention ka pa rin sa ibang tao.
Exactly, that's the term. I think I love that, intentions. The intention should be pure and genuine. Yes. For you.
Yes.
Not to hurt, to take revenge. Mm-mm. To alam mo yon, para what's the term, ipamukha mo sa iba.
Oh, yun.
Because it's going to be a waste of time, you yes. know, proving your worth mm-hmm. sa ibang tao, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
Kasi if meron mang dapat makarecognize ng worth mo, dapat ikaw yun, mangyayari yes. sa yun. Kasi if you know your worth, and then it will be easier for you to share your
yes.
life. Because alam mo, oh, I believe mm-hmm. that all of us, we carry love and light.
True, yeah.
But our intentions to share it, dun nagbabago. Ang bawat
yes.
tao, right?
Yes, totoo ate. Kasi minsan, ano din, sometimes you're so genuine, but to other people, they don't understand the genuinity that you're giving. It could be also that. Pero mm-hmm. ang ano din, isang misstep din is, akala mo tama para tama yung pagbibigay mo ng love and care, pero iba pala yung parang
perception
yung,
nila.
Yung receiving
perception.
End. Medyo ano, yan. So you have to be really careful then.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's all part of the process. I mean,
yes.
it's not like I've been through a lot at ikaw hindi because of our age gap. No, my
yes,
dear.
No.
I think that yung past natin,
mm-hmm.
ano yan eh, iba-iba naman tayo ng directions. Iba, yeah. Iba't-iba tayo ng pinagmulan. Yeah. So parang iba't-iba rin tayo ng ways to cope and to heal.
Mm-hmm.
No? Siguro lang darating tayo dun sa punto ng life natin na mas marami na tayong maiintindihan.
Yes.
Kasi mas marami na tayong pinagdaanan.
Yes. At saka ano ate, that's where you'll be kinder. You'll be kinder the next time. Because you've learned.
Yeah. And I just want to emphasize this, no? Because ano, na-mention mo din naman yung term ng kindness, no? We have to keep in mind also that as much as we want to share our love and light, and most of all, kindness to others,
yes,
we have to give it also to
ourselves.
To yes. ourselves, exactly. Because sabi nga nila, di ba, ano ba yung saying ayon, Owa? It's like, we can pour anything from an empty cup,
empty
right?
Cup. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I think if we know by heart that everybody or everyone deserves kindness,
mm-mm.
kasama tayo dun. So, wag
yes.
natin i-set
yes.
aside yung sarili natin just because, I mean, if we know by heart that it's important and it's true na mm-hmm. we need to spread it
yes.
para sa iba, we also need that coming
yeah.
from ourselves. Kasi
true.
Yung 24/7 nating kasama, bukod
yes.
kay God,
mm-hmm.
eh tayo,
yung
right?
Yung sarili natin, oo.
Exactly. So, it's very important to know. Parang alam mo yun, maging considerate tayo about our thoughts,
yes.
our narratives, no? Na sinasabi natin sa mga sarili natin.
Sarili natin.
Kasi, sometimes kasi tayo yung inner critic natin, right?
Yes.
Alam mo yun, there are moments like that. And mm-hmm. I guess that's a part of being human. I mean, honestly, Owa, I have like perfectionism tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I was so hard on myself.
Uh-oh.
And also, I just want to add that na kaya sobrang importante din that we mm-hmm. have really support system.
Yes.
Kasi sila yung magpapasabi sa atin na,
yes.
go easy on yourself. It's
yes.
okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Parang, ayan nga, sabi ko nga dun sa recent post ko sa Instagram is, be kind to yourself kasi yung sarili natin, pressured na tayo, so wag mo nang i-pressure pa lalo yung sarili mo. Just become your, maging ikaw sa sarili mo, ikaw yung ano, parang pinakang biggest fan and supporter mo para sa sarili mo. Always do that. And then, yun nga, you cannot be kind, you cannot be humble, you cannot be loving to others if you don't give that to yourself. Because if you don't have those things na binibigay mo sa ibang tao, mas ang laki ng tendency na mas maliligaw ka and mali yung mga bagay na maibibigay mo sa ibang tao because you don't know that. Parang ganun. Because kumbaga parang you're giving love pero hindi mo naman pala mahal yung sarili mo or hindi mo alam kung paano mahalin yung sarili mo. And then nagbibigay ka ng love sa ibang tao. Parang ano siya, nadidrain ka na nga kasi nga hindi, wala ka namang fountain for yourself, a fountain for yourself so that it can overflow to other people. Ganun na lang.
Yeah, exactly. That's why sabi nga nila, hindi naman kasi dapat talaga tayo maghahanap ng makakakumpleto sa atin.
Yes.
Pero yung mapag-share natin nung ating completeness, right?
Opo. Yes.
But completeness, it doesn't mean that we have to be perfect. No?
Yes.
Actually, totally different yun, diba?
Okay, well, actually, there's no perfect thing in this world. But what you can do is always try. Try to strive for perfection. But again, mahirap gawin yun. Pero in your failures, you have to still try and try and try. Yun.
Until you succeed, right?
Until you succeed. Parang, ano ko ba, ano yun? Parang, kasi yung perfection, you can only, para sa akin na, you can only achieve that kapag nakontento ka. Doon mo masasabi na, ano, kasi kapag hindi ka kontento, hindi siya magiging perfect sa'yo. Ayun.
So, contentment, napakalaking bagay ng contentment, right? I love that. Grabe, ang daming takeaways na nun. Parang, tama pa bang tanungin kita ng takeaways? Yeah, but anyway, I still want to ask you this.
Yes.
No? So, as I mentioned before, as we talk about, no, a journey of self-discovery is an ongoing process, right?
Yes.
So, every day we grow, we evolve, and discover who we are. And also, nandun na din yung moments of reflection, mag-review tayo ng mga core values natin. Kasi sabi ko nga sa'yo, there are things na naka-seeds, no? Like seeds planted in us. Not like pagiging malambing mo, mga ganun ba? So, parang yun na yung core values mo, di ba? So, I guess my question is, based on those things that we've shared and talked today, no? From your experiences. So, ano yung pwede mong, like, what are your take-home messages for our listeners today?
Hey guys, so like we've shared, self-discovery is a long and ongoing process. So it's safe to say that our kamustahan will walk us through a long journey. That's why I'm cutting this episode in two. And I hope you like this part one of our episode. Thank you again so much for spending time with me and Owa. I will be uploading part two on Thursday. I'll catch you in the next episode. Once again, wear a mask, keep safe, and I'm praying for you. Love and light, as always, Karisimimie.